Harper Audio presents Mud Woman by Joyce Carol Oates, performed by Susan Erickson. For Charlie Gross, my husband and first reader. What is man? A ball of snakes. Friedrich Nietzsche. Thus spake Zarathustra. Here the frailest leaves of me, and yet my strongest lasting. Here I shade and hide my thoughts. I myself do not expose them. And yet they expose me more than all my other poems. Walt Whitman. Hear the frailest leaves of me. Time is a way of preventing all things from happening at once. Andre Litovic. The Evolving Universe, Origin, Age, and Fate. Mud Girl in the Land of Moriah. April 1965. You must be readied, the woman said. Readied was not a word the child comprehended. In the woman's voice, readied was a word of calm and stillness, like water glittering in the mudflats beside the Black Snake River, the child would think were the scales of a giant snake, if you were so close to the snake you could not actually see it. For this was the land of Moriah, the woman was saying. This place they had come to in the night, that was the place promised to them where their enemies had no dominion over them, and where no one knew them or had even glimpsed them. The woman spoke in the voice of calm, still, flat, glittering water, and her words were evenly enunciated, as if the speaker were translating blindly as she spoke, and the words from which she translated were oddly shaped and fitted haphazardly into her larynx. They would give her pain, but she was no stranger to pain, and had learned to find a secret happiness in pain, too wonderful to risk by acknowledging it. He is saying to us, to trust him. In all that is done, to trust him. Out of the canvas bag in which, these several days and nights on the meandering road north out of Star Lake, she'd carried what was needed to bring them into the land of Moriah safely, the woman took the shears. In her exhausted sleep, the child had been hearing the cries of crows like scissors snipping the air in the mudflats beside the Black Snake River. In sleep, smelling the sharp, brackish odor of still water and of rich, dark earth and broken and rotted things in the earth. A day and a night on the road beside the old canal, and another day and this night that wasn't yet dawn, at the edge of the mudflats. Trust him. This is in his hands. And the woman's voice that was not the woman's familiar hoarse and strained voice, but this voice of detachment and wonder in the face of something that has gone well when it was not expected, or was not expected quite so soon. If it is wrong for any of this to be done, he will send an angel of the Lord as he sent to Abraham to spare his son Isaac, and also to Hagar, that her son was given back his life in the wilderness of Beersheba. In her stubby fingers that were chafed and bled easily after 3 months of the gritty green lye soap that was the only soap available in the county detention facility, the woman wielded the large, tarnished seamstress's shears to cut the child's badly matted hair. And with these stubby fingers tugging at the hair, in sticky clumps and snarls, the child's fine fawn-colored hair that had become nasty and smelly and crawling with lice. Be still. Be good. You are being readied for the Lord. For our enemies will take you from me if you are not readied. For God has guided us to the land of Moriah. His promise is no one will take any child from her lawful mother in this place. And the giant shears clipped and snipped and clattered merrily. You could tell that the giant shears took pride in shearing off the child's befouled hair that was disgusting in the sight of God.